Hey y'all, and welcome into a special edition of the Nullcast. This is, I guess, an instant reaction podcast to the Jimbo Fisher call-in show, which we have never done before because we've never really had a reason to do so. Also, it very well could be the last instant reaction podcast we ever do to the Jimbo Fisher call-in show, because this might be the last Jimbo Fisher call-in show they ever have for a variety of reasons. And for one of those reasons, I'm going to welcome in tonight a special guest, Mike Tonkowitz. Mike, what's going on?
Hey, bud, I'm really happy to be here. Appreciate you inviting me on the show.
We're glad to be the first outlet to interview the guy who was able to get the question, the only decent question asked of Jimbo Fisher all night at the call-in show. So I'll set this up. We were trying to figure out all day if there was going to be a Jimbo Fisher call-in show, because look, let's be real, a lot of really good sources think Jimbo Fisher is done at Florida State and is going to go to Texas A&M, and maybe as soon as Thursday. So all day we're like, do you think they're actually going to have this? Because if they're going to have this, the questions are going to have to be either fake or just so heavily screened that it's just gonna be like theater of the absurd. And so we called the Sheraton at about 5:30, and it's like, hey, are y'all gonna do this? And they're like, yeah, we're setting it up. Come on down. And so people came, and we're watching it online, and I think the first question was, I don't know, some nonsense,
Oh, I remember them talking about whether or not how short the shorts were going to
oh,
be
the knee
next
pads
year.
question, right? There was a question about the knee pad rule, and Mike, I know in this critical time for Florida State football, people want to know how the knee pads are going to affect the program come 2018.
Oh, it was fantastic. I'm sitting there thinking, really, is this the pressing question that needs to be asked of Jimbo Fisher at this time?
During it, did you know how screened or fake it was?
Yeah, I believe I did. I mean, I talked to Gene before he went on. He came up and I said, "Hey, Gene, how are you doing? Are you going to ask Jimbo tonight about Texas A&M?" And he said to me, "Well, you know, I don't know. I think I'm going to talk to him about Jameis Winston, and I'm about to go to Green Bay, and you know, I don't know." So I think that it felt like it was pretty set up from the get-go, and the screeners were pretty. They wanted to know exactly what you were going to ask them before you went up and talked to Jimbo.
So this is the in-person screener, because it seems like about halfway through the show they just stopped taking calls altogether, probably because they were just getting inundated with calls and were having trouble maybe finding people who were going to ask a question that they wanted them to ask. I'm just speculating there, but you were able to get a question in the in-person audience, which is what they kind of pivoted to. Like, we're going to go again to an in-person audience question.
Yeah, and I wanted to talk to Jimbo. I mean, we've watched his press conferences. He's talked to us about how the fans need to keep cheering and they need to keep being loyal. And so my thought was, Jimbo, if you're asking that of us, what about you? Are you loyal to the program? Are you loyal to the recruits that you're recruiting? There's all these questions about how committed we are. Are we going to build a football-only facility? Are we going to keep giving money to the boosters? Those types of things. But how is Jimbo committed to the program? And it doesn't really feel like he is based on his actions with this Texas A&M thing.
And just to be clear out here, I went through my email and through my Twitter DMs and whatnot, and Mike is not one of these people who like hates Jimbo. I think he actually has liked Jimbo for a long time and admired what he did for the program. And he's not one of these guys just looking to antagonize and screw with Jimbo, at least based on the review of like everything I've known you with.
Yeah, no, I love Jimbo. I was appreciative that he came here. I still wish he would stay if it was under the right conditions. I want him to revamp the assistant coaches and fix the program and continue his commitment to the program. I mean, I think we have a lot of work to do. I think we've made a lot of progress, and I think that we can do a lot of great things in the future. So I'd hope that he'd stay and that he'd help fix the situation that we have now, but that's why I was asking him this question. Is he committed to the program?
And I thought it was a very fair question. You didn't curse at him. You didn't raise your voice. You didn't, levy accusations at him that are untrue or unfair. But then I mean, granted, it took 45 minutes to get a decently honest question asked of a Fisher that wasn't just like a nonsense thing that felt like a plant from a university employee. But then something wild happened. I guess just take it from here. What explain to us what happened, especially for people who didn't get to watch the show.
Yeah, so I get up there and I ask my question, and right in the middle of it, I get cut off. I mean, I still had a few more things that I wanted to add on to the rest of the question, but the microphone cuts off, and then they start trying to grab the microphone from me and push me towards the door. And I'm like trying to figure out if I've done something wrong, and the guy's pushing me and saying, "You need to get out of here." And so I start walking towards the door voluntarily because I didn't think I was doing anything wrong, but I was a little shocked that I was being pushed out of the way.
Have you seen the video?
Yeah, I have now. I mean, it happened very quickly when you're in the moment, but yeah, I mean, I've watched it and I'm not still quite not sure what I did wrong.
He got you out of there like you were getting booted from a bar, man. I mean,
Yeah.
that was pretty wild. I don't know. I'm wondering if that guy won't feel kind of silly for, going all mall cop on you for a coach that's probably going to leave in 72 hours.
Well, I guess that wasn't on the approved question list, I guess you could say.
All right, now full disclosure, he wanted to know exactly what question you were going to ask.
Yeah, when I came up to him, I said, "How do I get to ask Jimbo a question?" He said, "Well, what you just have to talk to me. What question do you want to ask?" And I said, "Well, I mean, I'd like to ask him about the bowl game, I guess." And he said, "Oh, you want to ask him who we're going to match in the bowl game?" And I said, "Okay, sure. Yeah, that sounds good."
Now, you had no intention of asking about the bowl game. I'm
No,
guessing.
I mean, I
So
thought
45 minutes in, you figured out, okay, they don't allow people to ask honest questions at this.
exactly, but I'm watching the whole show and I'm like, somebody will ask him a real question. Somebody's going to get through and say, "Hey, we really appreciate you being here, coach. We hope that you stay. We'd like to get a little bit more insight as to whether you're going to stay." But nobody did. They're asking nonsensical questions about knee pads.
Yeah, that was amazing, and it does shed some light on how these call-in shows work. I kind of wonder, like, can they have the Jimbo Fisher call-in show anymore? Well, certainly if he's not here, no. But can they have the call-in show if people have kind of seen behind the curtain? This is almost like like the script falling out of a wrestler's pocket on
Right.
WWF. People
Right.
kind of know it's.
Well, if I had told him, "Look, I want to ask Jimbo about loyalty to the program," I think it's a pretty solid bet they wouldn't have let me ask the question.
Yeah, you're probably not getting that one by the screeners. I thought it was a pretty good question. I mean, I know you're a local attorney and a booster, and have the right to ask it. And that's I think you reflected kind of the frustrations of a lot of fans. And ultimately, they probably shouldn't have had that, right? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I know he's contractually obligated to do it, but maybe on the
Oh, come
last
on.
one,
We
be like, oh, the phone
could have
lines are
found a way.
down and the.
Yeah.
We're just going to do a recap of the season only and just go
Right.
game by game and talk about your favorite plays or favorite colors or favorite ice cream flavors or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty wild.
I thought it was bizarre as well. Why are you going to Texas A&M or are you not? If you're going to Texas A&M, then we really don't need to have this call-in show. If you're not going to Texas A&M, then let us know and let's talk about how great you are and how great next season is. If you listen to a lot of the answers that he gave to a lot of the questions, it wasn't looking forward about how we're going to be awesome in the next year or so. It was mainly about, Nadi is going to be great. He's going to have a long career. He's going to play a long time. It wasn't about how we're going to improve next year or what we're going to do.
Yeah, I think that's pretty insightful, huh? It did seem kind of like the last one. Has Forrest reached out to you at all about getting shoved and getting kind of bounced from the, I guess that's the word to use, right? Bounced. I mean, you kind of got
Yeah.
like bounced out of there.
Yeah, I got shoved a couple of times. It certainly wasn't a please leave sort of situation. It was get out now. It is what it is. I mean, I guess he felt like I wasn't completely upfront with him about what I was going to ask. And, I don't know. Should I have been completely upfront with what I was going to ask? They would have never asked the question. Then we'd all be sitting here thinking, what should we be asking Jimbo on these things?
Right, or they'd be left thinking the entire audience is just complete idiots that
Right.
nobody thought to ask the question, or they would think it's fake.
Well, it's amazing the positive reaction that I've gotten to it. I was very concerned that there would be some negative backlash, but basically everyone that I've heard from regarding this has said, like, thank you for asking that question. You know, why haven't we heard that question before? Why hasn't Jimbo answered that question in any of his other press conferences?
So we put it on the Facebook page and had 431 comments as of now, some of which have profanity, so they're hidden. So if you actually go on the Tomahawk Facebook page, you can see about 200 something of those.
Right.
But I don't think anybody has said a single thing against you on this. Like
Right.
some people said, "Hey, cut the mic if you don't like the question. Okay, it's fine, but shoving him is unacceptable." And I got
Right.
like, I think that's most people's opinion. Like, hey man, come on, like. This is college football. It's a call-in show.
Right.
There's no need to be shoving this dude. Well, I guess since you're an attorney, I have to ask, how serious are your injuries?
Yeah, I mean, my pride a little bit. I mean, being shoved out of a public area like that, obviously that was not enjoyable, and I wish that didn't occur. But I think I'm okay.
The most of the other are granted, don't take advice from Facebook commenters. But the other people who are weighing in are saying, you either got to turn around and hit the guy, or you got to take a dive when he shoves you twice, so that you can
Right.
and then be like the I can't feel my legs thing and that kind of stuff. So,
I
oh
was more
gosh.
concerned with how the bar would react to me throwing punches at the guy. So I wanted to make sure that I was above board completely on that.
Oh man, there you go. So, are you going to the ULM game this weekend?
You know, I'm thinking about it. I'm wondering who the coach is going to be. Are they really going to let Fisher coach the game if he's leaving for A&M?
I think you almost have to go just because it could be a spectacle, right? Like, I want to
Yeah.
see how people react to this, and
Yeah.
I feel like if this wasn't handled so poorly, they could give him it's a better send off. Like, if people could understand, it's just okay, time to
Yeah.
go, okay. But like to make it so ugly like this is surprising.
I agree. If he just came out and said, look, this is better for me as a coach, this is better for my family, I think that I need to take this Texas A&M opportunity, we could all move on as a fan base. There's lots of great things about being a Florida State fan right now. There's lots of coaches that will want to come coach here. We just are in limbo. I don't know who posted it. Maybe it was you, or maybe it was another outlet that said we're in Jimbo limbo. I mean, that's
Yes,
exactly
yeah.
what's going on.
That was us. Now, a Twitter follower said, hey, use that title. And so we did.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's exactly right, man. This is so weird. I'm interviewing a guy who got ejected from the call-in show for asking the only decent question of the night. This is.
And, you know, it's funny because I've been a fan of the call-in show since I was a waiter at Bob Baumhauer's Wings, and they used to have Bobby Bowden's call-in show there. You know, that I end up getting kicked out of one somewhere down the line.
They should really do a 30 for 30 on call-in shows, because I guarantee you there's a lot of like great old footage and audio and stuff of those things, and
Yeah.
they still sound bizarre on radios. And don't they feel like a relic of the past? Like, how does this still go on? And I think they're awesome that they do still go on. I mean, assuming
Yeah.
that they're not totally fake and staged. But like, we have some really epic ones. You had the final Les Miles one. You remember that? I don't know if you ever saw that or not. But like,
Yeah.
get grown men crying and coming up to him and like asking for hugs in the middle of it. Then you had Ed Orgeron's first one about how, hey coach, you should they should keep you and make you the full-time coach instead of the interim. And then you had Ed Orgeron's one when he lost to Troy, which was not great. And then a number of good Auburn ones. And that I don't know that that's just kind of a neat concept. I do wonder how long that'll last in college football, but you got to make this screen capture your new profile picture, by the way. I mean, this is pretty
Yeah.
clean.
Oh, it's been fantastic. I didn't know that I could be the subject of memes. You know, we've got the one about Jimbo calling out fans, like saying, come down and say that to my face. And then a picture of me saying, challenge accepted. Fantastic. I mean, whoever's creating these things out there, you are the man.
That is all. I don't know if you want to
And
share your Twitter
don't tell
name.
my wife, but Mia Khalifa saying that I'm a hero, man, that just made my day too.
Oh, not now. Did you get the follow?
No, what did she say?
No, I'm saying, did you get the follow on Twitter?
Oh yeah, I probably did. I've been running out of battery all night, so I haven't quite checked all the Twitter accounts.
Full disclosure, before I hit record on this, I was talking to Mike, and literally his phone's just blowing up with the vibrate sound, like constantly in the background.
Nice.
Which is, yeah, that's pretty sweet. Oh gosh. All right. Well, hey, Mike, I really appreciate you joining us here, and it looks like a lot of Seminoles are supporting you in your very fair question that you asked before you got bounced, and maybe we'll have to have you back on the show to talk about the new coach.
Yeah, I would love that, bud. And honestly, great work that you do over at Tomahawk Nation. I appreciate everyone that's a contributor over there. You guys are really helping us out and doing a great service to the Knoll fans.
I appreciate it, man. And as always, y'all, 5 stars on iTunes. We like those. We recently passed over 1,000 5-star reviews, which kind of shocks me as well. So make sure you leave those and hit up our sponsors, Louisiana Hot Sauce, Mattis Social, Centrale Township, and now the new bakery in Midtown there, Soto. So those will all be great places for y'all to hit. And good speaking with Mike Tonkowicz tonight.